Mr. Smith, Mrs. Rockefeller, my daughter Susan, and all of you wonderful members of this great organization, Burnett Brook. And I see a few, I see a few men chiseling in on you. Really, Betty was supposed to be here along with Mrs. Rockefeller. Unfortunately, she's out in Arizona and California today and tomorrow. Let me give you some inside dope, sort of a family secret. She's going to Arizona and California to try and get my votes up to her polls. But I do want to welcome you all to the wonderful White House. You're going to have the privilege of hearing Happy Rockefeller and Susan, and they're very good speakers, and they've got... and when I heard that you were all here, I thought I'd come over and preempt about a minute or two of your time. I've had the privilege and the pleasure of working with your organization as well as your male counterparts over the years when I was in Michigan, and particularly when I was in... We've only got 47 more states to go. I do want to say a word very seriously for a moment. The United States has long had a history of supporting the government of Israel. I think all of us recognize that this is an issue that is not partisan. Great Democratic presidents, great Republican presidents have stood firm and fast in recommending programs, recommending policies, recommending appropriations for the security and the survival of Israel, and this administration is doing exactly the same thing. We recognize, of course, that Israel is a democratic country in an area that is controversial, complex, volatile, and the 3 million plus citizens of Israel, because of their staunch and steadfast defense of freedom, need the help and assistance of 215 million Americans, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. I happen to have heard on the way over here that you have a great theme for 1976, one that ties in with the bicentennial of our country, and that we should be celebrating this beginning of a third century because of the great heritage that we have inherited from our forefathers, who gave us what we have through their hard work, their wisdom, their knowledge for the last 200 years. There's an old saying that I used to hear in Sunday school, and that goes back a long time, that the beauty of Joseph's coat is its many colors. The strength, as I see it, of America today is what our forefathers gave us through their hard work and all of the other wonderful characteristics that they exhibited during this period of two centuries. We started, as you know, with something less than 3 million Americans when the Constitution and our government was actually formed. But over the years, America has welcomed people from all over the world. We've opened our doors, and the net result is we have a special character, a special strength in this country, because we're, as I said, the beauty of Joseph's coat is its many colors. And in the future, the United States must equally welcome those who come from other shores, because we have been given an opportunity here that exists no place in the world except America, to enjoy the blessings of freedom, the blessings of opportunity in politics and economics and professions and elsewhere. We're so fortunate in this great country, and it's our obligation and our responsibility, regardless of any political persuasion we may have, to stand tall and strong for America at home and America abroad. And let me just close with this final comment. I know that in the breasts and the minds of each and every one of you, as it is in all of your fellow Americans, a great sense of pride in this country. And I literally at night when I go to sleep say to myself, and I think you probably do too, that I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud of America. Thank you very much.
The United States is a pretty hard act to follow. But it's great to be together, Mrs. Smith and Susan, and the President, if he's still down there, but it is great to be with you. I've never said more than a couple of words to any gathering before, especially to such a distinguished one as this, and especially after the President of the United States has spoken. But I'm delighted and honored to represent my friend Betty Ford here today and to welcome all of you to the White House on her behalf, even though I think her husband has done that too. I am most grateful to our First Lady for asking me to greet the B'nai B'rith women in her absence. I've always admired your community service work your philanthropic endeavors, your devotion to the religious and cultural life of your families. Welcome to the White House, and thanks for coming.
Mrs. Rockefeller and Susan, it is a great thrill and a unique privilege for B'nai B'rith women to mark its international convention with this reception at the White House. The Bicentennial Trio of Dolls, which we are proud to present to the American people, are authentic creations by the noted sculptor Roberta Hoffman of three Revolutionary War heroines, Abigail Minus, Sybil Ludington, and Elizabeth Freeman. These women of different races and creeds nobly served the cause of democracy when the seeds of America's ideals were first being sown. To mark the bicentennial of our country, these dolls have been added to our Dolls for Democracy collection, a program which, by dramatizing for school children the life stories of the world's great humanitarians representing all races, religions, and creeds, has worked to foster the ideals of democracy and understanding between peoples. We are grateful to you, Mrs. Rockefeller, for so graciously accepting this bicentennial trio on behalf of the American people. This occasion gives us the opportunity to express our appreciation to you. And Susan, you relay our message to your mother, the First Lady, to thank her for furthering the cause and elevating the status of women all over the world. You have, in word and deed, championed the cause of the American woman and the inherent rights and freedoms of every human being, symbolizing for us not only the meaning of our B'nai B'rith Women Bicentennial Convention theme, so proudly we hail, but the precepts of human rights and service to mankind upon which our Jewish heritage is based, and upon which our organization has been founded. On the occasion of our bicentennial, please accept these dolls and the leather-bound book containing the history of the bicentennial trio, from the B'nai B'rith women to the American people.